October 2nd, 2019, budget workshop at 7 o'clock. Ready? Ready?
We're ready, Freddie. Okay, so welcome everyone to the first budget workshop for the proposed budget for 2020. And we'll need a roll call. Everybody here?
Present.
Here.
Go ahead, roll call.
Present and accounted for.
And who's everybody?
And before we get started, I got some housekeeping that I just want to take care of. I know I talked with board members, or Lisa did, regarding we need to change the second October town board meeting from the regularly scheduled 22nd to the 29th with the audit, because it just wasn't enough time for Rudy to get everything compiled. And so everybody was in agreement with that. So we need to formally change that time for the audit meeting at 6:30, regular town board meeting at 7 on October 29th.
That's a Tuesday, right?
That's a Tuesday.
Okay. It is a Tuesday.
Somebody wants to move that? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item, I got to schedule the Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership Workshop, which I have 3 dates from Marty that will work, and we're looking at this point at either October 28th, November 4th, or November 5th at 6:30. This would be the meeting where the public would be involved and provide input. Town board can will also attend it.
October 28th and what?
November 4th or 5th.
So
is that election day?
The 5th is.
The 5th is election day.
Well, that takes that out.
And do you really want to be tied up on the 4th?
Yes.
I don't. So I'm looking at 28th.
Working for me.
I think that's fine with me. It is.
At this point, I'm going to say I've got nothing on the calendar for that, so I'm going to say yes.
And this is mainly for where Marty will come in and with staffing from the partnership, and they'll work on the SWOT, which will help them wrap up our economic development plan.
What time is that?
6:30, if that works.
So is that a town board workshop? Do we consider that?
That will be
or a special meeting?
Well, it's not really the town board thing.
But you're all going to be present.
We're all going to be present, so we'll call a workshop if you want, and but mainly for public input. Hopefully we'll have it advertised on our website, and hopefully we'll get good attendance from a cross-section of the public. Does that work for everybody?
Yep.
And we advertised for the assessor's senior clerk position, and at this time, in order to receive the list from the county, we have to create the position, so I would need a motion to create the senior assessment clerk's position.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And under assessor's office, I have a note, laptop purchase. Are you involved in that at all?
Yeah.
So, see, do you have a paperwork down?
No.
Do you? Maybe. Maybe not. I do not have any paperwork on it. So we can, it doesn't have to be done tonight. I don't know if you want to talk about it or.
I'll talk to Lisa tomorrow. We need to get a laptop for Leah.
Okay.
But I wanted to talk to Jeffrey because what Leah's actually thinking, instead of new machine, we have to upgrade a lot of the machines, and Leah would rather have a laptop with a docking station instead of a PC. So we can avoid upgrading her Windows 7 to 10 machine. Get her a laptop in lieu of that. We kill two birds with one stone. She gets her laptop in. We take care of this Windows 7 and Windows 10 initiative for her.
Mm-hmm. Any idea what the cost of that is?
I'm going to put a round number at $1,500.
So do you want to do a motion to make such a purchase, not to exceed that amount, and then we'll get three quotes?
Or
however you want to do it.
Or wait. Best guess right now.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
Okay. And
we have a similar situation going on with machines for Billy, but what was your question?
And the last item is I've interviewed Adeline Rivers as a substitute crossing guard. She has provided an application, which I think all the board members have had a copy of it. My recommendation would be to hire her as a substitute crossing guard at a rate of $12 per hour, subject to successful completion of a pre-employment physical, because we don't have a backup right now.
So moved.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. So with that, we will now attend to the business at hand, which is the budget workshop for 2020. And we have invited Matt Dreimiller, the department head for the building department, which we're going to kick off discussion on that part of the budget. Before we do that, I'll just give you a brief synopsis of what this budget accomplishes based on the efforts that I've put into it along with Jeffrey. We again remain under the 2% cap. I know that's something that's important to all the board members. And we will see an increase of 2 cents per assessed thousand. Last year we had a penny increase. This year it's 2 cents. So on a $200,000 assessed value home, you're looking at approximately a $4 increase, which is basically coffee to dawn. So it's not too bad.
That's
I think
great.
That's in line with our fiscal conservatism. And in structuring the budget, one of the things we also did was, and we'll talk about it when we get to water, but we utilized some fund balance for our lighting districts. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we also anticipated revenue from our investments in the CD, which are going to, in this budget, reduce the cost per property owner, which works out to about $100 reduction in each district in the cost of lighting that we will be passing on to the homeowners. So I don't think we reduced costs in lighting districts ever.
I remember.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. You know, these are user fees, and there's no infrastructure that we have to maintain or anything like that. So, you know, I just think it's necessary and proper that we return that money that's been raised back to the ratepayers. So that's a good thing. And then finally, if you look at Water District 1, back in 2019, we used $118,000, just over $118,000 of fund balance to plug a hole there. As you recall, that district was hemorrhaging. We restructured rates there, and we also negotiated a cell phone tower on the water tower in Water District 1 with T-Mobile, which will now be providing $35,000 in revenue for that. So this year, we're only using 10% of that amount, $18,000 in fund balance instead of
$118,000.
So things are good there. Again, we've structured I've structured the budget so that there's no fire tax. We'll be utilizing sales tax revenue for that, which is I've plugged into the budget the number that they asked for, which is a 2% increase. Just over $535,000, which we'll go over down the road. And that's pretty much the highlights of it. So with that, we're going to turn to building department, which begins with which fund?
That's all the B funds, so the town outside B.
All 1990, we're starting. We've got $5,000 in there for total contractual, which is the amount that was requested, and it was also the amount that we adopted in 2018. Oh, I should have
contractual anything specific or just miscellaneous?
It's the contingent fund, so if there are expenses that come up during the year, you can transfer from the contingent fund.
Exactly.
You won't see any spending here because you don't technically spend out of that account. You just transfer it to something that needs it.
Gotcha. And the next one is B3410, which is dry hydrants. And we've got zero in there because and years ago we used to put money aside for the water department to work with the fire department to do those installations, and it never happened, and there doesn't seem to be a driving interest to make that happen. So it's zero again like last year. Account B3620 is a building inspector. I should also add instruction to bucket the budget. We did a salary for personnel and hourly wages. We did a 2% across the board. As is customary, we work on salaries at the end of the budget process. Mm-hmm. But basically, as a placeholder, we've had a 2% increase in there for those lines. So that's what you see for the inspector, building inspector, and code enforcement. The requested amount was $57,000. We've got $55,183 in there. For the clerk, we had a request of $37,080, and we have $36,720 in there. Is that bookshelves? We've got $1,500 in there as requested for bookshelves, tables, and another desk in there.
Yeah, I might need some file cabinets.
So okay, so
it's a conglom.
Yeah, so I left that in there, $1,500. The request for a computer, $1,000, I left that in there. Basically, what the building department requested all the way down through there, except for a truck. It was left in there. You had $30,000 for a truck, but I zeroed that out because I believe you're buying it this year's budget.
Correct.
Okay.
But it's, look, I'm going to have to use that contingency or whatever, the $5 grand, because I've called since September. Nobody has called me back except the Harmony Board, and they're the only one that sent me a quote, and I sent an email out to all of them that I called, and it's been 2 weeks.
But you're going to be able to make that purchase out of this year's budget?
It's, yes.
Okay. All right, so under the point two account.
Are you going to need the contingency because the price you're finding is more than we budgeted?
Yeah, I only budgeted $26,000 mm-hmm. because that was the information that I had. Then the price went up because of a delivery fee. So it's going to be $27,000.
Is this a four-wheel drive?
Yes. It's a Ranger. It's just a small Ranger.
Yeah.
It's all.
Is there anything under state contract?
That's what this is.
That's it. That is.
Okay. And it was the delivery with the discount was $27,435. So it's $1,000, $1,435 over.
Pay highway $500 a month and get it.
Well, where? I can go get it.
Where?
I don't mind going to get it. And this guy I know.
Well, it won't be licensed.
Correct, but he can give me a down.
I'm good.
If you want me to work out the details.
Anything to save money, we're okay with that.
Is that Carmody, just on the road?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
What did they want to deliver?
Like $1,000 over $1,000.
Oh, for God's sakes, I'll run you down for that.
That's what I'm saying. It was the destination
that's
and
ridiculous.
Delivery. So the destination fee and the delivery is $1,165.
That's to you or
to
that's
them.
To them?
That's to us.
Oh, I always thought destination delivery is what they tack on
and
at a dealership.
Gets
I'm
going
to I'm gonna have to figure out the details. So the
we got money for it.
But I wanted to talk to you before I gave him a call.
Okay.
That's the purpose.
So if that's under state contract, though, do you need three quotes? That's what I was thinking.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so.
And you got five on contingency.
Right, so it's kind of like.
Correct.
Why waste time?
$1,500 of it?
Let's get done.
Nobody else wanted, yes, I love that idea. Trucks falling apart.
So, under the point two account, we had a request for $35,250, and I reduced that to $5,250. Contractual, we left, I think, everything in there that Matt had requested, which is mandatory training $1,000, scanner, blotter $1,500, BAS services $3,200, and other contractual was $11,500, which is up about $1,400 bucks from last year, and I forgot why that was.
What's your other contractual?
It was for potential upgrades to the computer system.
Oh, right, right. Okay. So the request was $17,200. We budgeted $17,200. So the total appropriation request under the B3628 account was, the request was $166,530, and we have in the budget $114,353. Are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
What's the next one for Matt?
Did you want to talk about zoning plan?
Yeah.
So B8010.
8010?
Yes.
For zoning, we have under miscellaneous $500, which was requested. Contractual, we've got we bumped up what was requested from $29,000. This is for the zoning update comprehensive plan to $35,000. I had had a conversation with Jim on that. Probably going to be a 2-year process. So we may not have to expend all that money this year, but in case we get it accomplished this year, I thought we should have it in there at $35,000. Same with the zoning administrator. We had a request for $42,240. I bumped that up a little bit due to additional work that might be required. So there's $46,675 in there. And I also bumped up total contractual by just over $1,000 to $73,80. So the total amount for point four account request was $77,870, and I've got $89,055 in there at this time. And this also includes a $10 per meeting increase to zoning board members. And I have it in for planning board members as well. I don't think we've increased them in a number of years. But
not some time.
Yeah, and so, you know, some of these meetings are running multiple hours, and I expect that things are going to get a little bit more busy next year. So I thought that was something we should do.
We had a real brief discussion about the information in the Association of Towns magazine about if you're doing something with solar in your zoning, and talked about possibly then looking at your comp plan and doing an update on it to coincide. I haven't had a chance to go back and review it, but I would think there's enough, a little bit of cushion in here for something like that.
So I met with NYSERDA this week, two engineers with Carla here at Town Hall. Very helpful. They have basically a template, a workbook, if you will, on how to assist municipalities and crafting their own specialized local law and zoning. And so that's a free service from them, and Carla was very happy to hear that. So, you know, we'll be able to move forward in a quicker fashion on drafting a draft solar law. Okay. And, you know, if we do it ahead of time before we do the update to the zoning, We'll just incorporate that when we do adopt the new updated zoning ordinance. So if everybody's okay with that, we can flip the page. If not, any questions on that?
We know Jim's given us his contract for the coming year.
He gave me a number. Do you remember what it was that we plugged in?
Yes, you have.
That's all. I know it's included in there. Okay. And it is, I think, a little bit more than last year, but not a lot. And then same thing with planning. For subdivision regulations, the request was $20,000. I bumped it up to $22,000. Zoning administrator, the request was for $10,560. I bumped it up a little bit to $11,669. So total contractual was requested $9,400. I bumped it up a little bit to $10,150. And so the total amount of request was $39,960. And I have in the budget $43,819. And that also includes a $10 increase for planning board members. Any questions on that?
That's really about it.
That's it for building?
That's it for Matt, yeah.
Okay. Matt, you have anything else for
us? I have a question. It had to do with the code enforcement, part-time code enforcement officer that we hired. Is that included in this? I'm the building inspector.
No, it did not get carried over, so we will have to add that back in.
Okay.
So where do we add that?
Under B3620 in the point one, the requested was 20, and I didn't carry it over the tentative, so I need to add that one back in.
Peter, appreciate that.
Did he start? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's been here a month, and we wait for this board meeting. We have 5 pages for him, this board meeting.
All right. He knows we're not paying him by the page, right?
Yeah, he does know that. So we've been collaborating. He's out straight.
So it's going to be again. It's going to go back to 20.
Yes.
Going to go to 20. Okay.
Yes.
What was the
seat?
2020.
He's ex-police for
20.
You know. Yeah.
Right.
Ex-state. He doesn't put up with anything, even with me.
I'm just.
Gives a red tag.
You didn't carry it over. I'm not expecting this from you.
Those are 2 cents per thousand.
Well, not for time outside.
Jeffrey's foregoing the raise this year. We're good. So if you make a mistake in the budget, you know where it's coming up. So what account was adjusted? 36?
3620.
B3620?
Yes.
And he just started like 4 weeks, 5 weeks ago?
Yes.
That's why I didn't do anything. Sorry about that. I kind of overlooked it because I wasn't sure if you're going to give him 2% or anything.
Well, they'll talk about that.
No.
Sounds like he might pay for
20,000's in there right now, yes.
But I'll drive the old truck until it dies and give him the new one.
So, sorry, with his salary, it was after the hourly, it comes out to be 20,000, right?
Yeah, so we have not to exceed 18 hours a week. Is it by resolution?
Yes,
18
right.
hours.
19. 19.
That's what I had.
19.
19. 30.
Not to exceed
19 hours. Well, I think I told him 18 because he exceeded the amount of pay for it.
But he was told that it was 19 and a half. Somebody in when
it was the still older. It was
oh, over 19. I know, but he goes, I don't care. That's fine.
Oh, I care.
But he said 19 hours a week is what.
Yeah, well, I had Jeffrey pull the resolution on it. So whatever the resolution is, we've
that's
told,
what he's doing.
Told him
that's what he's doing now.
Okay. What's next? That's it for building?
Yep. That's it.
Anything else, Matt?
Nope. How to proceed with this? I mean, I'll gather more information, just give it to Jeffrey and see what we need.
I mean, all we need is a PO, right? For the order?
Yep. Because yeah. Cardinale says that the truck won't pass.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are we talking about?
The new truck.
Yeah. The new truck.
Right.
That the old truck probably won't pass inspection in January.
Yeah, we should.
Doesn't want to rinse house door custodian?
He doesn't want
it. Now he doesn't want it. He changed his mind.
Isn't the MS4 managed out of his office still in conjunction
with Maureen?
With Maureen?
Yeah.
Paul's in charge of
Paul's
the drainage. So.
Okay.
When we talk to him, we'll talk to him.
Right. We kind of work together on that.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good evening, Matt. Thank
you. Too.
Right. Next up, we have assessor, but do we want to go while we're waiting for her? Start somewhere else.
Do you want to do yours?
No, I'll wait for the end because we should wrap everybody up. Here and
4 minutes should be all right.
So we can go.
Come on, will you eat one?
All right, so who brought lunch?
Oh, those are coffee house.
She did.
Oh, well, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's your secret.
I'll be gone.
It won't be a secret for long.
Don't remind you, but
Hey, please.
I actually wanted to start up a photography company with that logo. Aim to please.
Hey, I got it. I actually got that.
Got a random question, but were you just over on Route 9 and Bluebird Road with the sheriff? Not you?
No.
Okay. There was something going on at that two-way radio place on the corner.
Yep.
And it looked like you were talking casually to the sheriff over there.
Or yep, wasn't me. And we're on the record.
Something strange going on over there, but... Something I could find out right in the middle of.
I'm telling. When he starts to look sick, I'll know.
Okay.
What number are we going
to?
We're going to A1355,
okay.
Assessor.
Okay.
We're
this
chocolate.
Is my turn, right?
Yeah,
it's
your
turn. Cool. Okay. Candy, everything. Wow.
Yeah.
I was tired, now I'm wide awake.
The record is 7.
Eating 7 of these?
And it's not me.
At once.
Right. I'm always down for a good record.
At once.
At once.
Yeah, we've got to do that right out.
Do you not want me to talk? Because I can definitely do that too.
Perfect. Get the numbers through.
So, before we get into your budget, the town board took action about half an hour ago and formally created the position of senior assessment clerk. So, Jeffrey will request the list. And we can start that formal process of the canvas.
Great, thank you.
Before we start,
A1355.
She have a copy of the budget?
Yes.
My copy.
$15.35? 55.
You can't drive 55.
I'll tell you what, 15 years, I still don't have his number.
But I don't feel so bad.
All right. First thing we have under assessor's account A1355 is... the assessor's compensation, which is in that $65,000, and we had a request for $27,000 for a part-time clerk in that office. I've spoken with Leah, and based on the needs for that office, which is why we took action earlier tonight, she feels that it is a lot more helpful if she's able to bring in someone who has a lot more experience, and her recommendation was to take a look at somebody who has experience at the senior assessment clerk level, and I have plugged in a figure of $45,000 for that position, and I think that that is a workable number that may get us that level of expertise, which is critical to that office. So I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Leah. You okay with that figure?
I feel good with that too. I hope so. I'm optimistic.
Okay.
You know.
And so the total and tentative for the .1 account is $110,000. And Jeffrey, what happened here with the request for 200?
She requested these items for next year, but you wanted to see if she could purchase them this year since she started on October 1st.
Okay. Thanks for reminding me.
You're very welcome.
So that's why I did not have them budgeted for this year. So do you think that's something that you can get this year?
I can get on that, yep. Order.
And we have money in last year's budget for those purchases.
Yes.
So that's why it is zeroed out, even though it's $650 in request. Okay. So it's not that we're not giving it to you. We're just drawing from a different pot of money.
Okay.
Under the contractual point, the contractual account, the request was for $15,000. And that, what was that earmarked for?
That's all her expenses for to run her department. So,
okay.
Mileage reimbursement.
Okay. And for legal fees, we had reached out to Lewis and Greer, mm-hmm. and it's anticipated. We hope we don't get to this number, but there was a suggestion that we budget for $200,000. So. Last year, in the adopted budget, we had $285,000 in there, so it's basically an $85,000 reduction in anticipated legal costs because a lot of the work's been done with road appraisals and stuff. And I think I spoke with Leah about it. I think we're in the ballpark on that for 2020. What comes up next after that, the following year, you know, that we may see that number go up depending on what the town wants to do. We also have for special services last year, if you recall, we had earmarked $50,000 and we had gone under contract with GAR Associates to help in that office. And we actually amended the contract this year as a result of changes in staffing in that office where things needed to be done. So I suggested that we bump that up a little bit more for next year from $50,000 to $60,000. And I think Leo was okay with that number. So last year we had, in the adopted budget, we had $350,000. Budgeted for a 0.4 account. This year it's a little bit less. It's at $275,000. Anybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else for a session?
That's it.
Can make it worth a while.
We'll sort up your laptop quickly.
Thank you.
If I understood you correctly, just so can I ask a question?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You would rather have a laptop with a docking station as your normal workstation. Is that how I understood your conversation? Like you did when you were down in mobile.
Correct.
And then you can take it when you go mobile.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So it's a big screen. Just a big screen.
Yeah, yeah. Two of them, actually.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I'll do it with the laptop and then the screen.
All right.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Everything is lumped together under that $15,000, meaning all membership dues, education, licensing. Okay.
Folders, file cabinet.
Candy.
I was going to suggest candy.
Anything else?
For the taxpayers.
Anybody else have any board members have any questions? Jeffrey, you good?
I'm good.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Can you take this to go?
Good. Leanne's candy to go? That's Leanne's candy?
If we get excited by candy, we'll be fast, right? I hope so. I'm really
so,
hoping. It's working so far.
Let's go to the clerk now because we've got a significant
14:10.
We can actually start in tax collection, which is A1330.
Okay.
And Leanne had included a letter to you guys, which is behind that page.
Yep.
Actually, right off.
We still want to know.
Well, yeah, come on.
Did we give her everything she wanted?
Not really.
All right, tax collection, A1330, with the salaries, we're everybody's in a placeholder at 2% for the moment. And the request for receiver taxes was $8,981, tentative as $9,161. The receiver taxes, which is the deputy clerk, also requests us for $5,391. We have it in at $5,288. Also, receiver taxes,
deputy receiver taxes.
Requests us for $1,735. I've got it in there at $4,514. Under contractual, which is the 0.2 account, I'm sorry, yeah, 0.4. The BAS system software maintenance request was for $2,250. I've got $2,250 in there. For miscellaneous office supplies, mileage, dues, postage, things like that. The request was for $4,160, and I also included that at $4,160. Questions on that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, any other questions, Donna? What's the next one?
A1410.
A1410, also town clerk. Under personnel services, the request for town clerk was $46,153. I've got $47,076 in there. For deputy town clerk, the request was $30,551. I've got $29,964. Also for the other deputy town clerk, the request was for $26,930, and I've got $25,577. In the end, we did not request any equipment in the line of laptops, desks, or computers. So that's all zeroed out. Under contractual for general computer maintenance, request was $450. I've got that number in there. For the BAS town clerk maintenance on that was request was for $1,890. I've also included that $1,890. And the request for general code, which was $697. That's also at $697. And also miscellaneous supplies, postage, and mileage. Request was 32. I left that at 32. Anybody have any questions on that? Yes.
When you guys get done doing everything that you're going to do with PS Technical or whoever, mm-hmm. somebody is going to tell us what we need for computers, when we need them. I didn't put in for anything because I frankly don't know.
Yeah.
I'm relying on you.
Well, my thought is, I think it would be the same as what we talked about earlier, is we're going to try to figure out what we can get out of this year and then go back and put in next year what we couldn't get out of this year's budget. We got to work on that soon.
Yes, we do.
That pulled up probably me at the time on your calendar now.
Do I need to have money in for that? Anything that's happening? Oh, we'll take it out of this year's budget.
Yeah, if we can't get all the needs out of this year's budget, which we're hoping we can get most of them, then we're going to have to look to put something in next year's budget.
You mean 2020 or 2020?
2020. So by the end of this week, we should have an answer.
Oh, okay. So we're going to know before.
We've got the quote from PS Technical Service.
Yes.
We just need to account for the new hires and the changes to the original plan of machine.
Right.
We can maybe cascade Leah's machine back to somebody before we get her a laptop, and then we can avoid a purchase and offset.
Right.
So the answer to your question is yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to think a little bit more about laser fiche. I had a conversation with JR. We can take it offline if you want a longer conversation. I kept being bothered by the lack of storage comment. And I know that was something that somebody had said to somebody. That's how it got there. But he says we got plenty of storage on that server. It might not be carved up and available. We can make it available. So
There's enough storage as things are right now. Mm-hmm. However, if we were to ever, if I had gotten that grant last year, mm-hmm. and we wanted to put that whole database in there, mm-hmm. there wasn't enough storage. There's mm-hmm. not enough storage for me to put everything into LaserFiche mm-hmm. that I want to put into LaserFiche.
Okay.
So going forward right now, I mean, if the server stays as it is for mm-hmm. another year, I'm not going to be scanning in any new projects into LaserFiche. I'm going to try to just keep going with basically what I'm putting in.
I'll take it sideline with you then, because I think we have more storage than we think, according to the last conversation with him. It's not been allocated or carved out, meaning assigned as available drives, but he said there's a lot of storage that we aren't using. I don't know what a lot means, but we'll talk.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
And real quick, is that a lot of the stuff that's in the closet that's off of the assessor's office that we're talking about? The stuff that's in there?
None of her information is on the LaserFiche at all. I mean, going forward sometime down the road, I would really like to have lots more space and lots more of a LaserFiche system. And I know Lee and I had talked about mm-hmm. that too, to be able to get her assessment records on LaserFiche.
Right.
It's so much easier to be able to look things up rather than, you know, pulling out the hard copies of files and things like that. You know, it's kind of at your fingertips if you can scan and put things in there. However, to add her project in there, you know, to put all of her information into LaserFiche, I mean, you're saying we have more storage than what we think. However, I don't think we have that much storage.
Correct. I know Leah mentioned that to me early in her day, before she, you know, early mm-hmm. on, that wow, that's quite a bit of paper in it without any sort of record keeping besides that. So,
well, at the end of the day, too, we're required to maintain a record repository of all the tools we conduct mm-hmm. here, and I think we have to be looking at it from a global perspective for everything the town does, so that no matter what happens at an individual site, there's a backup.
Right.
On the mainframe
somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to get there, but I'll talk to people.
I know a guy.
We'll talk more.
Sounds good.
Okay.
So, next account. Technically, this is not Leanne's account, but I asked her to weigh in on this because her office handles the mosquito dunks. That's A4068.
And the response was either do it all or don't do it.
That's right.
Okay.
Meaning?
Well, if we're going to provide dunks for people, we need to have enough for what they want. If we're not going to provide enough dunks, don't provide any dunks.
And when you made for what they want, and you put no limit to what any one person would take?
The problem is that you have several people that own acres of wet property and historically have come in and we've given them cases of it. In order to really make the program work, you have to be able to give people enough dunks so that it actually kills the mosquito larvae population. Mm-hmm. If you're only giving them a cart of 20 at a time, it's not going to do any good. Mm-hmm. So my thought of this whole thing is that if we're not going to put money into the program and have enough dunks to really take care of people, then there's really no point in providing them at all because it's not going to really serve the purpose, in my opinion.
So I was on the board when we started doing this program, and from a historical perspective, this was really a program. Well, the reason it came about is that the town used to do mosquito spraying. Mm-hmm. And for several reasons, we ran into issues with that. One of them was a lawsuit. And so the town board unanimously said, well, we're not going to spray anymore in town. So we wanted to afford residents an opportunity on their own to manage the mosquito population basically in their backyard. It was never a program that was supposed to rid the town of mosquitoes. And it was never a program that was geared for the large landowner. It was for somebody who had a bird bath or a swimming pool cover that had water. That's what the focus was on it. So the board has kept a limited level of funding for that purpose. Some people, when we didn't have a policy in place, would come in and, you know, they wanted it, and the clerk's office would give it out without a policy. So, so I think we adopted a new policy.
You did this past year. I think you could have 20 per week up to 100.
And the purpose of that was so that we weren't really subsidizing one person's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to give more opportunity for those that were interested in trying to utilize that product. You know, it was never geared to be the end all, rid the town of. It was mostly to handle backyard situation. So with that, I left the funding in at the same amount as we had for 2019, but I think we had some in storage, right, Ian, at that time?
We had some in storage last year, not a whole lot, because the year before that,
and now you're right,
the county actually had a program.
Right.
We scarfed up everything we could from the county and actually had a lot of the county's dunks left over.
Right.
So we didn't have to, well, we did end up having to purchase all of the money we had budgeted for it, and we ran out very early.
Mm-hmm.
Very early.
How many dunks does $150 buy?
They're about $90 a case, so it's only going to get you about 10 cases. No, not even 10
cases.
How many
are in a case?
100.
Oh, God. They must go real quick.
Potentially they
do. They go very fast.
Yeah. You know, I think about where I live.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be using them because...
You have too much.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I would be spending $450 on myself for dumb where I'm at. And I still want to solve the problem.
On prior years, until I go back to 2014, it looks like you're requesting and spending $400-ish. Did the jump up to the 1350, is that because cost went up or demand went up? I'm just looking at prior years. Is it become an issue more this year?
The demand is funny. It depends on the years where they're talking about. I think when we first started doing the dunks, we had finished with the spraying because we had issues with that, but that's also when West Nile started.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot of media attention, and it was a huge program. I'm sure Todd remembers when that whole thing went down. I mean, we had a lot of media attention.
Mm-hmm.
We went through so many dunks that year, it's not even funny. The year after that, it started to dwindle down because people forgot about the West Nile. It wasn't that big of a thing. Now there's Zika, there's Triple E. So it depends on how much media attention there is at the time. This year, we went through all of our dunks so fast. I don't know what the reasoning was for that, but we did go through them all.
Pretty wet
spring.
Yeah. But, I mean, even more so, I don't know. I guess there's really no rhyme or reason to it, but.
Do we take a lot of heat on the restrictions or people understanding?
No, I think most of the people that were used to always getting what they needed, and I don't think they were abusive, and I don't think they were using up an exorbitant amount. They were using what they needed for their wet areas. You know, there's people on Fortsville Road that have wet areas. So it's just the program, because there never was a stipulation saying you can only have this many. They always had it.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to tell them now at this point, you're not going to get that anymore. Yeah, I think there was a little displeasure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody was completely off the map irate or anything, but displeased. And again, because the program is when the larva's out, you've got to take care of it all. You know, to give somebody 20 of them isn't going to do anything.
We were treating acres for some people.
Acres, like sporadically, not like acres of a pond that they were putting it into a pond so much, but just a lot of wet area on properties, you know, Old Bend Road, places like that, you know, where they may have an acre, however, it's, you know, little ponds of water here and little ponds of water there. But to talk to people, I mean, I think it was all legitimate, and people were, you know, really using them because they had wet areas, and they swore that it really helped control the mosquito population. So it's really up to the town to decide where they want to go with that.
So did that lawsuit, will that lawsuit have keep the town going forward from never spreading again at this point?
Well, I can only speak for that board.
Right.
At that time, and there was no interest to ever spray again with that constituted board.
What are other surrounding towns doing? Anybody spraying anymore?
I believe the village does.
Who did?
I think the village does.
Oh.
They spray the bike trails.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't want to open us up to a lawsuit again. I think that would be not very good thinking. But I didn't know if it was something that chemicals have changed. I don't know, again, the details of that lawsuit. So.
Well, I think there's a pretty general feeling, this is why we want the dump, of using more natural ways for pest control. And so I don't know if you know the science behind the dungs. It's basically a an organism that eats a mosquito larvae.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it has no impact on the environment. Right. Now, if the town were to take up spraying again, we would be using restricted use chemical.
Right.
So.
My suspicion is we're past the hump of the impact on the population, because those people that were taking a lot probably now have been subjected to the new policy. So that's kind of behind us. But that said, if we had any way to find more money at some point in time, I don't know if I would want to go to the 1350, but I'd hate to run out. So if there's more money somewhere down the line a little bit, keep that one in mind and maybe
you
just bump that one.
Number you want to put in there? Or
700 bucks.
700.
Mm-hmm. No, just I'm more personal on this. I live where it's very wet. A lot of that area behind me down on Sisson Road is very wet. We have found that a thermocell and those candles with wicks, we spend less than $40 a year. We can sit out any evening, no matter how bad the bugs are. There's people that go to Alaska and set up a thermocell. They're $35. They cover a 15-square-foot area, and they can sit out, and you can see how bad the mosquitoes are before they're there. They're really effective. So there are ways to keep them away. I'm not saying we buy them for everybody, but people aren't aware of these ways.
You said 15 square foot?
15 by 15, so it's more than 15
okay.
square foot.
Yeah.
They're a candle. It costs $2 for the candle when you get 2 or 3 nights out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They work extremely well.
If we run out of dogs, we can provide literature that suggests other options.
They're amazing.
You can buy a bunch of candles.
What?
They're cheaper. We just hand out candles.
They're just a little lantern, and they have a wick and a candle.
Burn somebody's house.
Or the thermocell sit on a gas can.
A gas can?
A
yeah,
gas
like
can.
The propane can, a little propane can.
I'll need to look into these.
They're pretty cool.
I want to check it out.
I've taken them to the woods. I've been everywhere with them, and they're pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So now or later, if there is some money anywhere. That's my only
thought. Yeah, note of that. So right. We will take that advice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else you have?
Records management, A6989.
Leanne is our records management officer. And she had requested 1067, which is a zero raise. Actually, all of her requests for herself have been zero.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And so I have in the 2% as a placeholder, one, so that'd be 1,088. She requested a shredder at 800. I have that in the budget at 800. And that's it. Any questions on that?
So I see she doesn't have anything down for digitization of old microfilm records.
Well, that was going to be a grant that she got.
Okay. All right. Thanks for answering that.
And that program's not available right now, Leah.
I can apply for another grant, but I have to tell you that really stressed me out. I may apply for it again, and if I get it, that's great, and it really doesn't affect the budget at all, because if I get it...
Can you resubmit the same paperwork?
No, because there were issues with probably a lot of different sections of it, because I was trying to do everything in the very last minute, and that will never, ever happen again.
Well, maybe my office can help you with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't name anybody.
You didn't. Yes. You're correct. Registrar of Vital Statistics is B4020.
For safety paper, request was $70. I left that in at $70. For total contractual was $4,000. I left that at $4,000, which was all those figures were the same as the adopted budget last year. Okay. Any questions?
No. Can I ask anything? That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's
so we got 3 minutes before our next department head comes in. I just want to check briefly. I have had conversations with Leanne. One of the things that I was very sensitive to this year is that that office, at certain times of the year, really cranks. If you look, and I have a list of the staffing around the county for different towns, and they'll have a separate individual that's just receiver of taxes. And here we are, we're collecting, you know, school tax, we're doing water bills. Certain times of year, that office would be very helpful if there was additional body in to help take the load off. So in talking with her, she said, you know, obviously that's not a need that she would have to have year-round. And I had budgeted last year, and the board adopted monies in the supervisor's budget for a clerk, which if you recall, we were going to just break up the duties. Mm-hmm. I'd like the board to consider doing that again this year. I had it in as a part-time figure of $16,000, but that was before I had conversations with Leanne about it. And I think between some of the work that's going to be going on in the building department, with water billing, taxes, that at the time has come that we should consider having a person that, I don't want to call them a floater, but that can go in and help mitigate some of the overload at certain times of the year, because, you know, the hours on certain days that her office puts in are significant. My office cranks all the time as well. And it would be helpful to me, and I think it would be helpful to any other office here. So, you know, we may want to think about bumping that figure up, and we will share that person among several offices.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
We just share the cost of the office proportionately.
Yeah. You know, we talked about that person being involved with rec scheduling. Mm-hmm. You know, that may be a department that can help put the bill on that too, if we're going to use them for, you know, to help with scheduling, basically. So,
okay.
We'll talk about, I guess we put that under supervisor, or would we end up?
It's in supervisor right now, and it's kind of a holdover because.
Only at 16.
At 16, yeah, right. Yeah, and so we can so split the cost between departments.
So we'd have to add it to these different budgets already. Yeah.
That is correct. Yes.
All right, so we'll have that conversation.
Some percentage of anticipated.
Yeah, and I think the number. Below. I think the number to clerk Leanne came up with probably like 30%.
Yeah, 30% my office, and then however you want to spread it around the others.
Yeah.
And the water won't come out of your office; it'll come out of water.
Well, they've never done that. Our salaries and everything have never come out of water. It really should. We've talked about it before.
I thought we made that change.
I thought we had to.
I thought the water districts were paying for water billing. No?
The water districts are paying for the BAS water part, and they're also paying for the
paper and all that stuff. And the
sealer.
Yes.
Because we've never used
the folding machine.
Last
right.
Year, I think we started.
So we could theoretically split their salaries amongst water. Probably a better bet would be to come up with a figure and actually have water pay them a contractual amount for their services for putting it all together.
Okay.
That would probably be a lot better idea.
Okay.
Well, either way, I would think that we want to continue to move in that direction.
Oh, no question about it.
We got money over in water.
Yeah.
The in some cases.
That would help the budget, wouldn't it? Yeah, it sure would.
And it would certainly help.
I've never done it.
Fund the cost.
I think we should. I think it's only fair that why have it as a total tax-based cost when it's really a water
user cost. I've said it for a couple of years.
But.
We moved it.
So I just kind of invited him in.
All right. Anything else, Leanne? Any board members for town clerk?
Oh, Leanne, I appreciate you wanting to go without a raise and give it to your associates.
Thank you. You read my letter?
I did.
Thank you.
But I don't agree at this point.
Okay.
Real quick before we head over to water, this year we put together a summary sheet for water. So if you turn to the water section, you'll see Jesse's request. Right after his request, you'll see a purple sheet. That purple sheet is all of the sewer and all the water all together,
okay,
so that you can see the overall effect as opposed to just saying, all right, here's Water District 1, here's what we got for Water District 2. This is a wrap-up. Now, those water districts are separated behind it. But this is, and if you have trouble reading it, I do have a version of white paper.
Glasses?
I don't find anything wrong with your purple sheet.
He went the other way.
Good job. All right.
We'll keep me on track.
Giving away Leanne's candy.
She won't mind what you've got.
Some different ones. Oh, wait, here.
Right.
Make it out bigger.
Let's see what that candy. Well, thank you. There's a little bit here if you like that. So, underwater, we did that summary sheet that Jeffrey was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And just to make sure it's clear, it's basically, I mean, we used to pull out of every fund. This gives you the real numbers, total numbers, so you know what we're looking at, and you can compare it to previous years. You want to go down to that sheet or just start on?
It's up to me.
Is this the sheet we're going to work from?
We can do that. You can see, you'll see all of the equipment all together as opposed to being split up between all the
different
funds
we'll
and also for salaries and things
like
that.
Does he have a summary sheet?
Yes, he should.
Summary sheet?
It's not, yours is not purple, but you should have it.
Whatever he gave, whatever
it.
Package.
That's it.
Summary
sheet. Yeah. All right, so we'll start at the top, and Jesse, as I explained to the other department heads, as is customary, we're going to do salaries at the end of the budget process. I have plugged in a 2% for employees as a placeholder. So if you go down to the list for the water superintendent, the request was for $68,329. I've got $61,545 in there. The request for overtime was $554. I kept that at $554. The request for a water department assistant is $36,716. It's in the current budget at $36,366. And for another assistant, the request is $38,792. I've got in there $37,728. Before we go on, I want you to know that I had a detailed conversation with Don Rhodes regarding the sewer project, because I had asked, you know, I've had conversations with Jesse about, you know, the possibility of what we're going to need for staffing as that sewer project comes online. And talking with Don, I wanted to make sure that we weren't behind the curve for financing. And he said that for the 2021 year, there should be no impact for staffing on that. The following year, he said we should plan on increasing the number of personnel by at least 0.6 to 0.7, depending on how quickly people come online in the commercial corridor. So that's something we'll have a better handle on as we get closer into the 2020 year budgeting for 2021. So
when does the construction start on it?
2021.
The actual construction does?
Yeah. Unless I can get a swing.
Yeah, the surveyors at the shop today.
Yeah, so now...
Surveyors in court, the core drillers have been in town too. They can pull it simple.
Yeah, so they... So also with that conversation, I got an update. And if you recall, we had to hire a financial advisor that was responsible for managing the funding from the Environmental Facilities Corp. And we got them on board. And we made the first payment for basically back overdue bills for all the work that the engineer has done along with some of his subcontractors. So we paid him the first check of $117,000, which has been submitted. Actually, we got it back, right, from EFC?
We have that money from EFC.
Yeah, so we got it back from EFC. So that's very helpful to the project because there had been a significant amount of time since the work was completed, some of the work to where we are today. They weren't doing any additional work until payment had caught up with the billing. So that has happened. And so, as Jesse indicated, they're back out doing the work. And it's going to be challenging from the standpoint of securing right-of-ways because the sewer line has to be 10 feet away from the water line, which requires us to actually have it on the other side of the road where we may or may not have easements from when we did water. And that's going to require conversations with some of the property owners. So, you know, we don't want to get into a situation where we have landowners that don't want to work with us on that. So we have our fingers crossed on that. So these people are out doing the preliminary work on that so that we can get the engineered drawings up and ready in a timely fashion. So with that, that was salaries.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
In the last meeting, we passed a resolution to use the other guy part-time once in a while. Refresh my memory, was that to backfill if somebody wasn't available or cover you on weekends?
When do we need them?
Do we account for that here in the budget?
No, but that's for
this year, and you've already got the money saved from an employee that we didn't use all year long. Yeah. $36,000 in there from this year, so.
Well, to that point, so we wouldn't be using it next year?
We don't have anybody hired for next year, and if you put that salary in for next year, mm-hmm. until such time that we get somebody, you won't need that salary.
Okay.
Have you advertised for a position, an assistant? Have you been wanting to? Or is it?
I've thought about it, but
we talked with me about it, and no, I let him know that we want to make sure we have appropriate staff, mm-hmm. and he appreciated it, but he wasn't ready at this time.
Yeah, I'd rather not. You and Christian seem to be doing a good job, but I don't want you to become unhappy because you're being overworked.
You don't know what now?
I don't want you to become unhappy because you're being overworked. You know, kind of like, hey, I've had enough of this. I've put in blood, sweat, and tears here.
What's going to happen? What started to happen is with the surveyors would be there's just for a time period there's a little extra pull there because of the fact that you got to walk them through and show them where everything is in the street. They can look at the maps and it doesn't do them any good at all. I mean, we got a map of from the engineers as to where they were going to do the core drilling, and they had little dots in places like, where the hell is that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. instead of going out and putting stakes in the ground where we could find it and know that there's nothing there. So what we did was we walked them through it from the exit to where it connects up on Sisson Road, and it's time consuming, you know. But it stops after you're done doing that, and you're back to your normal routine and everything. I don't think we've missed too much. I mean, you know, we've had water meter readings, month readings, all this different kind of stuff, and everything seems to be done and done properly in the right period of time. So. Not really concerned about it right now.
Okay.
As far as classes, have we sent him to any water?
He's leaving this Sunday for a week. When he comes back, he should have his B certification, which is what's necessary around the to run the place. He's got over 2 years, it'll be 2 years in April that he has experience here, so I mean, that he doesn't have to wait a year after he gets his license. He's already got that experience. So whenever he feels comfortable, DOH will come and walk through it with him, and as long as they're comfortable and he knows what he's talking about and what he's doing, they'll certify him then.
Okay.
My question is, at what point does somebody else circle us and say, he's got the skills and we want him, like what happened with Jamie?
Well, we're trying to be, with his compensation, we're trying to be competitive.
Proactive.
Are we proactive and competitive with what we're offering?
For somebody who's not certified, I think we are.
Right, we talk about certification and pay increases so that we don't lose them like we did Jamie. And we're okay then.
If he goes anywhere, he has to pay back what the town has spent on him for up to X amount of 2 years. I'd have to look and see what it is. I think it's two years that he gets. But, he has voiced his opinion about some of this, and he's got people that he knows in other entities that make more money than he does, and of course he thinks he should make as much as they do. They don't need certification, some of them, and they're making more money. So just have to wait and see what happens.
Neighboring towns?
Yeah.
Well, I said, as we always do, we're going to look at compensation at the end of the process. So appreciate the input.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
What's next?
We go down through equipment. I've listed everything that Jesse has requested, kept in there the same amount. First big ticket item is the master meter at $22,500. You want to talk about that?
We've got... we've got 40 meters approximately for District 2 and 40 for District 4 for new homes that are going to be constructed within the next year or so. So we're going to need meters for that. Plus, I put down for 20 spares. Spares being Patton builds a house, Mansour builds a house, somebody's meter craps out, we got to replace it and stuff. The supervisor signed a paper, if I'm not mistaken, and sent it to Master Meter. They were supposed to start sending us meters, and that was 3 months ago. Haven't heard anything. The representation from Master Meter has changed, so until the guy comes and actually sits down with me, I don't know what's going to happen there, because we've got meters that are going to go bad eventually in the system that will have to be replaced. There was when the meters were built, what they did was there was each meter puts out a signal every so often. And what these particular meters they found was is that the signal comes out 2-3 times more often than it should, and it's killing the batteries long before the warranty is up on them. So they want to pull them out of the system and put new stuff in. And in order to do that, we had to sign a paper that we can replace X amount in certain periods of time, but they haven't got back to us as to when they're going to start with it yet. They gave us a list of how many there is, but these are strictly for Winterberry, for Wood Creek, districts 2 and 4, and then the rest of the 20 meters split up between the districts however we need them.
Okay.
Well, kind of backstock, so to speak. I think we've got 12 or 14 sitting on the floor in the storage room now, so that's what we've got left out of what we got. The more you buy, the cheaper they are, but this isn't anything over and above what I think we'll need for the year.
Okay.
We recover that cost kind of info, don't we?
You do with your tap, and when you it's included in the tap fees, and let's say somebody's meter freezes, they're responsible to keep it from not freezing, so we charge them for a new meter if it's the fault of the homeowner.
But we had set up a new schedule of pricing for hookups.
Also under equipment, Jesse has on the miscellaneous $6,350. He's requesting a new mower and trailer, actually just a trailer,
just for a trailer.
At $1,200, so that he can continue to do a fantastic job keeping the hydrants open.
and
got to talk to the state.
Right. Plate compactor in there at 1,000. I imagine that's for working online when you backfill.
Yeah, when we backfill for tamping the ground and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing now? Just using the heavy guy?
We roll it with a machine. Yep, and the light guy in the machine. So it doesn't put him over the edge.
Octave meter at 4,750 for Nolan Road.
That's the Queensbury.
So,
where the water comes in from Queensbury, and ours is at 76% accuracy.
Right. How much?
76%.
Right, it's got the rivers at the Bloom Festival.
Which means that we're going to owe Queensbury some money. They're figuring out just how much they want to try to recoup.
So we need to get reporting accurately.
So we need to.
Or to our benefit anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, it sounds like it's to our benefit right now.
It is to our benefit.
About 24% to our benefit.
So, sword fitting, hydrant fittings. Jesse had requested $6,750. I left it in there, but that was for discussion purposes. My understanding now is that every hydrant that we have in the town either has national standard thread on it or storage fitting. Is that accurate?
Correct.
So as a result of that, that's what's accepted across the country by fire companies.
Correct.
So I'm not necessarily in support of having that number in there, but I wanted the board to weigh in on it.
Yeah, so my question is, does this cover the rest of the fire hydrants?
No.
Okay.
It won't. They're $225 a piece. I think I figured it up for 25, I think that comes out to, this year.
It looks like
and
it's 30
I'm
here.
I'm not sure exactly how many we've got, but I'd say it'd take 2, maybe 3 years to completely put Stortz fittings on all of our hydrants. The only advantage to that is if you're a company coming with mutual aid or something, you know when you get to Moreau what you've got to have on your truck. You've mm-hmm. got to have a Stortz hookup because they're all at that fitting. Mm-hmm. That's the only advantage that there is to it. Most trucks carry hose with national standard thread couplings on them and with Stortz on them, so, you know.
Yep.
But in a never-ending battle.
Is it a quicker? Is it a quicker hookup with the Stortz fitting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, much quicker.
And most of the fire companies around here use Stortz. We know ours does.
They go both ways. All communities go both ways. These Stortz fittings are so new; they're not, you know, a year or 2 years old. I mean, they've been around 8-10 years or so, but still they're expensive. And,
mm-hmm.
and to upgrade the systems, not every township has done every hydrant.
But I'm thinking, in my mind, I'm thinking they don't necessarily have to be on every fire hydrant, but maybe every other one or every third one to be a big benefit for the
community.
Well,
you know when they tried to hook up to that hydrant down in the industrial park,
right.
There's absolutely nothing down there.
Right.
Now, I think those storage fittings that we put down there would be better served in a community someplace where the houses are a little bit closer together and whatnot well, for a little bit better protection.
And I do understand.
But still, without any, you know, they had three adapters at one time for those fittings that mm-hmm. was down there, and they can't find them.
Okay.
So.
But with the storage
fittings. Which is our fault.
But with the storage fittings, they have that accessibility.
Yes, they do.
Right there. Okay. Yeah.
And going forward.
And they had a special thread on them, too.
Those down there, yes. That I understand.
Yeah.
And going forward, anything new we're putting in, are we putting in with Stortz fittings?
Anything that goes in the ground, we require Stortz fittings. It's our standard now. Right. Anything okay. that gets put in.
So through attrition over time.
Yep.
So, districts. Is this in the districts? If these are in the districts that have large amounts of reserve fund, why not just do it? I mean, if you've got almost $1 million.
Yes, you can do that. The short answer is. But, you know, we don't have a capital improvement plan in place. And if we had a catastrophic break along the way,
mm-hmm.
we have districts that would be up
to. You don't have enough money anyway.
So, it's spread evenly throughout the districts? Is that what?
No, each district. Well, we haven't done a consolidation. So each district has a different level of fund balance. Some of them almost hemorrhaging here until last year.
This was just a general number as to what we could get 25 fittings for this price and put them where they were strategically needed. And the districts, obviously districts 2 and 4 are the most populated. 6 already has the fittings. They were put on the hydrants when they were installed when district 6 went in. When new district 1 went in, they all have the storage fittings on them. So you're looking at districts 2 and 4.
What are their fund balances?
2 and 4. 2 and 4 healthy.
They have healthy fund balances.
Maybe the ratepayers want to buy it for the other district.
Are there a lot? But if they're mainly needed in higher districts.
I'd have to get a count, an accurate count. But there's more of them in 2 and 4 than there are anyplace else, obviously.
Okay. Just wondering.
And this isn't going to cure the whole thing. This
no.
here is
no, it's kind of like it's a supplement.
A program.
Which I would support. I realize it doesn't cover everything, but it kind of, if placed in areas where it would most likely be used or utilized, I'm for it.
So, as you know, we have applied for a grant for water district consolidation.
Yes.
And I think the board is moving in that direction for both for water, at least at this point in time. You know, I think this is something that should, once everybody's in the same pot, you know, we can visit it at that time and how much you want to allocate from all fund balances to that. You know, maybe you want to do a larger number, maybe you want to move forward just a small number, but I'd be inclined to wait for that consolidation to happen.
That's good.
You know, the board feels strongly otherwise, but that's fine too.
Something else to think about would be the addition of a few fire hydrants in the older districts, Feeder Damway and whatnot. There's some places that there's a long ways between them hydrants, and they probably should have a few put in, you know, each year. Probably would not hurt. It's not in the budget this year that I put in there, but talking about this makes me think that it probably wouldn't hurt to put a couple in.
You mean fire hydrants themselves?
Yeah, actual new fire, you know, fire hydrants in areas that don't have them.
Uh-huh.
Park Drive doesn't have a fire hydrant on it, period. Okay. One at one end, one down at the other end, and then you got to go up a side street for another one, and there's none there on the other street.
What's the cost of putting in a fire hydrant?
Connor Drive.
Approximate.
$5,000.
Yeah.
$5,000 for the hydrant, and then you got to get somebody to come and tap it. And you're talking tapping sleeves and everything to hook the hydrant up after that. And we don't have the capability of doing a 6-inch tap for.
Yeah, on that side, I'd be more, after just learning that, I'd be more inclined, instead of retrofitting something that works now, to actually earmark that for a couple of hydrant installs.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with it either way. Whatever the board wants to do.
If it's that far apart, I think that's a greater risk to public safety versus having a fitting that takes an extra couple seconds to turn on.
What will happen is the standard out there is 10 states is, I believe, it's 600 to 800 feet in between your hydrants when you do new installs. There's a lot of good areas that don't comply with that whatsoever. But that was all stuff that was put in the ground a long time ago.
Right.
Too,
so
before all
not
that
updated.
Came out.
Right. Okay.
But
so do you want to change the designation for that based on, because this, I was not aware of that we had that kind of spacing without hydrant.
Nor was I.
Well, you're going to get one hydrant out of it.
Right.
I mean, it should be five plus labor is probably.
You're going to get one out of this. I have two hydrants in the shop, brand new hydrants that sit on the floor in the shop that were left over from District 1. And we kept them instead of sending them back for emergency situations in case something got whaled out there somewhere. We could actually put it in the ground or something went bad on us. But what happens is now if they get hit during an accident, we can actually charge the insurance company for a whole new hydrant and put it in or whatever we need.
So
we do have two.
Do you have a
we can get another one that would help.
So one more or two more in this budget?
We have two if we could in the shop.
Well, you want to maintain your backup.
I'd like to keep one at least for a backup.
Okay, so
if we could get two more, it would help.
So then why don't we do a placeholder there at the storage space for two new hydrants? And would that work?
I'll get an exact figure on it tomorrow.
All right, so...
With labor, estimated labor.
Yep. We can do the labor. We can put them in once the tap's there. We can install them.
Somebody has a tap.
So yeah, we still have to have somebody to do the tap.
Who does the tap?
Tom Flaherty will do them, or there's a guy at a Kinderhook... I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he does them.
This isn't that older pipe, though, that's a problem when you start working.
Yep.
It is?
A lot of it is. It's all in district.
I don't know if I want to do that.
That's all in District 2 over there.
What do they call it?
Transite.
If you look at it, it cracks.
It's asbestos pipe.
What should we be
talking about anything that's asbestos?
Let's get that consolidation done.
Wait for consolidation?
I said, let's get that consolidation done.
All right, then we'll move over.
And my biggest concern is the point you made earlier. We still don't have any plan to account for disaster and if something bad go wrong in some of these districts. We don't.
Well, I think the first step in that process is to get us into one unified district. And then, you know, we know the number of users collectively that are going to need to pay for that catastrophic event, and we can come up with a capital reserve plan where that money gets earmarked into perpetuity for that purpose. Mm-hmm. None of that's ever been done.
Yeah, we've got water.
What do you do with the money that's in the budgets, the fund balances?
Put it in CDs.
To be used as?
For that type of project.
But for that particular district or for any district then?
Each district has its own fund balance.
Right.
So you consolidate.
But when you consolidate, money?
Yeah, it'll be one pot of money.
All one earmarked in one.
Okay. Yeah. You know, one of the things we had to look at, because we're sensitive to the fact that some districts have debt and some don't. And so as part of that consolidation effort, our professionals are taking that into consideration to come up with a possible methodology so that those that have paid off their debt aren't having to do it all over again, or to get the benefit of a reduced rate in that district for a certain period of time. You know, we want to give them a benefit for being debt free.
Well, you'll always hear the argument that District 2 paid for their water.
I have heard a lot of arguments.
And District 4 never had to pay for it. You know, theirs was all they never paid for that day one. It was all GE money and stuff. Then you've got the old District 1 down in the Fenimore that's on the hook again after X amount of years for that other.
Yeah. No, so we've got to take that all into consideration. All right. So
one thing that's not in this equipment or in this that I could see here, and maybe somebody could help me with it, is did you still want to paint the tank in District 6?
Yes, but we do have it in. I know we talked about it.
Is that in there?
Yeah, it's in the contractual part. And if you go to... If you actually flip over, is that 2? March 2, I think?
Is it in the District 6?
Yeah, so Water District 2, 8310. Oh, is it supposed to be 6?
Yeah, the tower is in 6.
All right, well, we have to move that
tower,
one.
Right? The big one.
We'll move that figure out. Right.
We power washed the other one last year.
Right. Did we mark it the wrong district?
Yes, it's in 2, but it's supposed to be 6.
That's why I didn't say that. I didn't look into it for it.
But it is part of the contraction. You can just move it over to 6.
So what's that cost you this year? Jeffrey? what's that mistake going to cost you this year?
Oh, I've given up.
It's the 101, right?
I thought it was contractual.
Was there more in that contractual? Was that just for the...
It includes it. It is, if you look at your backup...
I don't have the estimates with me.
No, you don't. But if you look at the backup, yeah, it's the third page of backup. It's the three quotes that Jesse put together.
Yeah.
Are they in here?
Yeah,
yes. If you look at the backup for water, which is in front of that page, it's the third page of backup.
You're looking at a minimum of 155. These people did our Nolan Road tower with the power washer. in there excellent.
Yeah.
They did an excellent job.
Which one was it?
Pittsburgh Tank.
Okay.
They built the tank.
Yeah, which tank did they build?
They built one of our tanks. No, it's Chicago Bridge and Iron. Oh, they're our tanks.
So if it's one, at best case it's 155, where do you have it in District 1? I think you need to move it to 6.
It's in 2. It's in the contractual. Two. It's in the point 4. So you'll see a little note at the bottom of 28310. Point 4?
Yeah.
And it says includes Nolan Road, tank power, wash and paint. It's not a separate item. It's included within that contractual.
Yeah, but the best quote is $155,000 and the total is only 101. Split across some others somewhere.
There we go. All right, yeah, you're right. I don't see it here. It should have included that number.
There's a number in there, but it's only 101.
Yeah, it's not
enough,
right.
Water 1,
yeah.
We have 51,946 requested with nothing here.
Pardon? Which one has another phone call?
Yeah, we're gonna have to add it.
Okay.
It should have been in
there. I was
there.
All excited when it was 2 because it had like 1.1 million there.
So it's not in there anywhere right now, right?
That's correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry. I didn't see it, but I didn't know for sure if it was.
So it's going to go into 6. What's 6?
Well, now? So the water tower is actually, you know.
Served multiple
it
districts?
It served the entire district, all the districts. So, you know, I think that's a question for. Well, it depends where we go with consolidation.
Yeah.
You know, it's a non-issue, but just consolidation. If what happens, let me ask you this, what happens if you put the money in there to do that and then you don't do it?
It goes in the fund balance.
Because if you're going to consolidate the districts, that tower is not going to fall down if we don't paint it this year. And if you can get the consolidation through for next year, then you could then everybody could pay for it. Because right now, as it stands, District 6 tower is paid for by just the District 6 people.
Yeah, but the entire system benefits from
it. Oh, absolutely.
So I don't want to speak for the rest of the board, but I suspect that there would be an allocation across the district. Especially since we're headed in that direction anyway.
Okay.
So, and it's going to be a lot more expensive if we don't do it next year, right?
Nothing goes down, the list comes up. For sure.
We can get it in there if we can get it in.
Yeah, so.
It goes to fund balance if we don't use it? Can we pull it back out if it's used in the district? It goes to which fund balance? Fund balance for that district?
Wherever we had pulled it from, it'll return to those appropriate fund balances if it's unexpended or unencumbered.
So it has no impact on our general fund?
No, and it doesn't impact tax cap because it's a user fee-based service.
So if we put it in and don't do it, no harm, no foul.
Correct.
If we don't put it in, then we have to jump through some.
We do a budget amendment, right?
That's correct, yes.
So we can put it in there. The question is, how do we account for it? Do we do it in 6 for now, or do we spread it out? So put the earmark it the amount for water, but we're going to have to get clarification from council on that.
Okay.
I'll talk to Bill Ryan on it. So we'll do what's the amount we should do. 160 or minimum of 155, but that the middle one, Pittsburgh Tanks, 184.2. The highest is 220. 185, yeah. Just because you put it in doesn't mean you have to spend it, you know.
Water 6, is that where we're putting it?
I'm not sure. I think we're going to have it in generally in water.
Generally.
We're going to get a answer from our special counsel on that. And how best that counts. When the time comes, we'll get a hard number from those people, which are all budget estimates.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a hard number for everything.
And you were real happy with them on the line.
We did.
Good. What else we got for water? You got anything else for us, David?
Or did I finish that? I didn't know that I finished that.
That BAS, that's for the...
Your allocation.
The handheld... what do they call it?
It's for our computer software. It's the computer program.
It has nothing to do with the handheld?
No.
Because I just got a bill for that for $1,500.
That's separate.
It is.
That's your separate thing for the handheld.
It comes out of your general contractual.
Right? Okay. And we have one other thing. We have cathodic protection in that tank on Nolan Road, and the contract for that's up this year with Corpro. They've done their last inspection this year
So did you make a request for that?
I didn't. I didn't realize it was up. He just made me acknowledge of that. The 5 years is up on it.
How much we're looking at?
I believe it was either $600 or $800 a year for them to come and bomb the tower. And
we can squeeze it out.
But if they may give us a better price if we do a 5 year deal on it, just like we did the last time. I'll get that number to you.
Okay.
Sooner than later.
All right, Jeffrey. I think we know it's that amount. We've got room in the budget for it anyway, right now.
Correct.
All right, so
we might want to get into contract for it.
Yes, definitely. So if we can get, a proposal from them, we can bring it back in our budget workshop. And hopefully I have an answer before we wrap the process up from Bill Ryan on the tank.
Okay. So you need the hydrant costs and whatever the Corpro contracts get be from me that you have right now.
Under contractual, you talked about the $1,500. Total contractual, the request was $581,285. That's the number that's in the tentative, $581,285. There's also insurance in there for equipment and liability. My request was $11,438. That's also in the tentative, $11,438. So total appropriation request was $779,664, and the tentative budget contained $771,466. Anybody have any questions?
Just that in this, for total contractual or total appropriations, is that going to be increased by the $185,000 for the tank maintenance? Yes. Okay. And that's noted. Okay.
Didn't you do a truck this year?
No.
Do we have anything budgeted for this year for big purchases? No. We haven't done it.
For this year?
Yeah. No. Okay.
We had a new truck last year. Yeah. To pick up.
Okay.
Anything else? Jesse?
Side note, just bring it up every year because it just scares me to death. But speaking of this clerk position that maybe is a shared resource, we still got, and correct me if I'm wrong, on paper index cards somewhere. Well, all of our records as to where everything is. So maybe we could look at that as an initiative, an example of something this clerk maybe
does. Right, and so that's why I think in the early conversation I pointed out, when working with the clerk's office, it could be partially funded through water.
Yeah.
And that'd be, basically a point person for Jesse and some of his business.
That'd be cool. Those index cards get burnt.
They could.
We're done. Oh, finished.
There's a lot of knowledge upstairs here that could get burnt, too.
Could?
All I gotta do is... I can't even say that.
How many index cards are we talking about here?
We've got three, four files that are full of cards that tell you if I can pull up your address and come over to your house and I know where your water service is outside. It's on that card so many feet from each corner of your house.
Okay.
And there's a good possibility that if something happened down there, you're going to lose them.
Okay.
We could get that recorded electronically. At worst case, we could get them scanned and have another copy somewhere else. So it'd be nice to get them a software application. I'm sure there is one. Maybe even BAS has it that lets you record that and then it's accessible.
I mean, that card's always great just to have. I get it. But
it's got to be. All of our records have to be backed up, you know, so an issue we're working for. Okay. Anything else underwater, Jesse? Anybody from the board? Jeff, you're all set for water?
Okay.
Nothing else underwater?
Nothing, no.
All right, thanks, Jesse.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Jesse.
See you tomorrow.
So that is the scheduled department discussion for tonight.
We got one done that was on the schedule, too.
Well, you mean the clerk?
Yeah.
Oh, I was still wondering anyway.
Yeah, that's all good.
I wanted you to think you had a late night. So we can wrap up for tonight, or if there's no wrap up for tonight? Okay.
People
want to go home. Leanne wants to go home. I want to stay.
No,
just kidding.
Okay.
So we're
in I'm never getting to sleep after all the chocolate.
So we're in very good shape.
Where are we at here today? Quickly, high level. Where are we at right now? Are we in good spots coming up on the end of the year?
Oh, yes, we're fine. Once I get a chance to put September's numbers together, so that's another quarter down, I'll give you a report showing the percentage uses in each account and where we need to look. So, you know, the memo I've done before in quarters,
yeah.
I'm going to do that for the third quarter that just ended. So. Yeah, but I have to put it together first. So.
Your suspicion is we're in good shape?
Yes. In most accounts, and the ones that we have a bunch that we haven't spent anything in, so we'll be fine.
We need to get rid of some trees and cemeteries, apparently.
We haven't done that yet.
Yeah. All right.
Motion to close.